AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart are meeting in California. The AP Sagar Magani reports it's a summit with far-reaching implications in a world dealing with wars, economic problems, and other issues.
After shaking hands at a country estate outside San Francisco,
to host you in the United States is a great honor and a pleasure.
The president and Xi Jinping opened their first talks in more than a year.
It's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
To ensure a competition does not veer into conflict. Through an interpreter, Xi noted both men bear heavy responsibilities for the world. And for the good of the world, China and the U.S. cannot turn their backs on each other.
Planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials from Israel and Gaza are giving different accounts of what's happening at Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. The Israeli army released video showing soldiers carrying boxes labeled as baby food and medical supplies, while health officials talked of terrified staff and patients as troops moved through the buildings. With Israel fighting Hamas in the Gaza Strip, FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked on Capitol Hill about the threat of terrorism in the U.S.
And while we are not currently tracking a specific plot, given that disturbing history, we are keeping a close eye on what impact recent events may have on those terrorist groups' intentions here in the United States and how those intentions might evolve.
A police officer being investigated in the killing of a 17-year-old of North African origin that touched off riots around France has been freed from jail while the investigation continues. An official says a heavily armed gang burst into a hospital in Haiti and has taken hostages. This is AP News. The British government says it will still try to send some migrants on a one-way trip to Rwanda, despite a UK Supreme Court ruling.
The five justices said there was no dispute that the Rwandan government entered into its deal with the UK in good faith, with strong incentives to follow the terms of the agreement. But Robert Reed's judgment summary goes on. The central issue is Rwanda's practical ability to fulfil its assurances, at least in the short term, in the light of the present deficiencies of the Rwandan asylum system.
Changes needed to eliminate the risk of reformment may be delivered in the future, but they have not been shown to be in place now.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has vowed to do whatever it takes to stop small boats crossing. After the Supreme Court ruling, his flagship policy of removing asylum seekers to Rwanda was unlawful. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.